Now to another theme that's come up this election season and on this program, American energy independence. It sounds like a good idea. Just about every president since Richard Nixon has set it as a goal. Both presidential candidates have brought it up repeatedly this campaign. Yesterday, we looked at whether energy independence is an achievable goal. Today, David Kestenbaum and our Planet Money team ask, is it worth achieving?
There is a magical place that has achieved this holy grail of energy independence. It's just north of us, Canada, where this guy lives.
I'm Stephen Gordon. I'm a professor of economics at Laval University in Quebec City.
And in Canada, you are energy independent.
And we have been for as long as I can remember anyway. It's not really that big a deal.
Canada produces far more oil than it needs. There are huge reserves in the oil sands of Alberta. And to Americans, this may sound great. No longer dependent on the Middle East. You've got all the oil you need at home. So what does this do for the average Canadian? What does this do for Stephen Gordon? Let's call his gas station. What's your gas station? Where do you fill up your tank?
It's called the Ultramar at the corner of Saint-Olivier and Saint-Jean-Baptiste.
They only speak French, he warned. Fortunately, so does my colleague Dina Temple-Raston. She asked the price of gas.
Je veux seulement savoir le prix de l'essence régulée à votre station.
1,37.
$1.37 Canadian per liter. How does that compare to the United States? If you do the conversion, correct for taxes, it's around $4 a gallon, roughly what we pay in the United States these days. Energy independence does not mean cheaper gas. It doesn't even mean stability. Gas prices in Canada went up this summer, just like they did in the United States. Canada is just as sensitive to conflict in the Middle East or increased demand from China. Here's Jeff Rubin, another Canadian economist.
We're energy independent. You're a big net importer, the world's biggest net importer. But guess what? I'm not driving around in Toronto any cheaper than you're driving around in New York.
The reason energy independence doesn't help Canada, he says, is that oil is a global market. Oil can be shipped all over the world. There's basically one price for oil. That's why on the news, when they talk about the price of oil, they talk about the price of oil.
Price of oil, look at this, down ever so slightly this morning.
Because the price of oil actually hit a seven-month low.
Our oil prices are down over 3%. Just look
in
at the
commodities. Oil prices nosedive.
The main benefit Canada gets from having so much oil, these economists say, is just that it's great for the Canadian economy to have a lot of valuable oil to sell. It means jobs. It creates wealth. It's money sitting there in the ground. More oil is better, whether you're technically independent or not. Canada has oil. The United States has things Canada needs, like fruit.
We're very happy to get that stuff trucked in from California, Mexico.
Does anyone ever talk about fresh fruit independence up there?
Only economists when we get cranky.
David Kestenbaum, NPR News.